You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. Public hearings in San Antonio and Dallas will examine how federal immigration enforcement is affecting families, businesses, and neighborhoods across Texas. The hearings include testimony from people who have experienced detention and community members who say enforcement has caused economic harm. Texas Civil Rights Project President Rochelle Garza says the hearings will examine the broader effects of immigration enforcement.
That impact reverberates. It lasts a long time, not just for that specific business, but for that neighborhood and that city. So these are things that are going to be teased out in San Antonio and in Dallas. The impact is not just to an individual, it is to the entire community.
Civil rights groups are organizing the San Antonio Forum at Our Lady of the Lake University today from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Another hearing will be held Thursday at the Cathedral of Hope in Dallas. Volunteers are still working to clean up the Texas Hill Country following flooding last month. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports.
Assistant Kerrville City Manager Michael Horns told the city council recently that much of the flood debris has been removed and dumpsters are being set up across the city for residents to help speed up that effort. Horns says park areas along the Guadalupe River remain closed. He says some stretches of the river are easier to clean up.
Like the river trail, which is a uncomplicated one. There are folks that are going to be out here this weekend helping us clear a lot of that space out, which is going to be great.
Some major streets remain closed due to flood damage, such as 4th, Arcadia, Town Creek, and Bear Creek. Horn says most of the bridges damaged within the city are not the property of the city. More than 600 homes are confirmed to be impacted by flooding, and total damage is $55 million and rising. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
The city of Kerrville says volunteers wishing to help with cleanup should register through Kerr Together Flood Program. As Texas cracks down on Delta 8 and other hemp-derived THC products, critics warn the restrictions won't stop demand, but will instead push it underground. San Antonio cannabis attorney Daniel Miller told TPR's source the restrictions could lead consumers to seek illegally and potentially more dangerous products.
We've pushed basically everything except edibles into the black market, and you've handed control and money back to the drug dealers.
Miller says San Antonio police and Bexar County prosecutors will pursue felony charges in possession cases, while other Texas counties take a more lenient approach. You can hear more on the conversation on new hemp rules in Texas at TPR.org. Just search for The Source. San Antonio residents can now explore where and when the city's fire department responds to fires and medical emergencies through a new online dashboard. The Public Safety Fire Response Dashboard includes data on fire and emergency medical responses, arson investigations, and fire prevention inspections. It's available through the fire department's website and the city's Public Safety Dashboards page. The dashboard will be updated at the beginning of each month with data from the previous month. Conjunto music has a long history in South Texas. TPR's Jack Morgan reports a new exhibit at the Institute of Texan Cultures reveals how it came to be.
Conjunto music has a unique lineage in South Texas. Here's curator Bianca Alvarez.
It's one of the most powerful musical cultural expressions that we have here in the state. And conjunto music, it emerged at a time of shifting borders. And so that's why it is more of that regional sound, right?
The exhibit highlights the instruments, the people and places where conjunto exploded.
The core instruments of conjunto music, or at least early conjunto music, include the accordion, the bajo sexto, the drum, which was originally just one drum. It wasn't until after World War II that we see the larger drum kit or drum set be introduced.
You can find more details at TPR.org. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.
And you're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.